Ignite my soul, I bring my baby alone into a car that can bring the zone. From the heart, it's been up back. So I say, buddy, buddy. And learn, get the move we made. Finding those that just can't be made. It's a plan. There's a hand. If you're in the campaign, too. All up in you with a formula coming from me, cause no one told ya. I'm a little boy, serious, saying, this ain't no joke, Jimmy. Big plan. I'm walk for a straight up raw. Clear over your eyes, draw. Yeah, what you know, as if you didn't know. You ain't on the scene when it's time to go. Ask for a number from any member of the who ran. Remember, knocking on my tip, over tip of my shoulder. I've been so bad. I'm talking about flashing doors and standing my back. Keep them down. Like man, playing in Mac, been rapping on town. Come on,
banging, act like no man.
Oh.
And y'all gonna get it again because we're gonna also play the video too. But y'all know it's Thirsty Thursday always. So, I know, we can bring out some. Okay, so,
I'll send that in the chat. Is there mother up in there? Yeah. Is that strong?
Oh my God.
It's that strong. Why is it believable? Why is it believable if somebody is saying that it's that strong? Killing him. I like a shirt. That's what it is. We'll be right back.
loud words, my energy speaks. Make the whole room sweat from my lyrical heat. Stomp to my own drums, they can never be me. Versatile, unique style, they can't compete. I'm the genre, the element, the murder, the beat. Mugga dropped the 808, so I drill the beat. Do it in my sleep, I'm the trend, the beat. I'm the move, make it move, and I'm not for the weak. I drop album every session, who drive like me? Who max to get bad, be everything they lack. I'm the light bulb on, guess I'm in my bag. Put the whole team on, distribution, who mag? With a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement. Match my style, wish you could. See your first lady, I'm better than good. Rain on everything I own, as a true queen should. With my own name, brand, yeah, I know I look good. Packed house for every show. Haters wish they could have bottles on the bar, VIP for the stars. Cause everywhere I go is everywhere they are. Not average, I'm savage. Don't push me, I'm a nightmare to a nightmare. You get me, break the wrong way, change it in your whole face. I'm trademark, so beware singing my name. I got people in high places handling things. That's why I smile as the cash rush to the bank. Real boss queen, my eyes see everything. I'm between, stay active, not cute on the throne. We like to handle our own, real bosses. Pausing, tell me what's a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement.
That's been your record. I mean, like, think the Bucks that walk is quite clear.
You're backstage. You're on the show. Hey, what's going on?
You are on the show. What's up, my guy?
Peace and love.
This is the little legend DJ Tuto.
Can y'all hear me good? Because I can't. It sounds kind of low.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it sounds low. Can y'all hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. Everybody want to know how we got Tuto.
That's a good question.
They
just asked. That's right. They just asked.
And I got to take him here real quick. We were listening to song, My Part of Town. I didn't know if it was a test of that, but I think it was a test of that. I met you. I'm going to tell you where I met you. You remember?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Everything is real low. The me listening, me hearing you talk is very low. I'm gonna take the headphones off and see if that makes it better.
Your mic. It's still muted. So, all right. I don't want to put that up there.
It looks like we got you muted. You're muted. You're on mute. The unmute.
Can you see it?
One, two. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Better?
Yeah, it's better.
Can you hear us better?
I'm about to find out.
All right, let me hear you say something now.
All right, how we sound now?
That's much better.
There we go.
That's all I like it. Good evening. How you doing tonight?
Good evening. Welcome to the Bars and Bangers Comfort Level Podcast.
It is such a fire,
right?
I'm happy to be on here. Through the blessings of Instagram, we was able to, you know, introduce ourselves tonight, and we're gonna get into a little good chatter about the city of Philly and some other comfort level podcasts, you know, topics that you might have available for me.
You know what? I'm unorthodox mostly on interviews, but. This the Comfort Level Podcast, but this segment belongs to her. Because that's what we do. We create this we created a new brand, you know, so that she can roll with it. Are you familiar with Fire Nation Flames?
I am now.
I am. This is Fire Nation Flames.
Oh my goodness.
So I want to tell when I mentioned stuff because, like, well, I want to let them know that you wore your heart on your sleeve, you know, at like eyesight. I'm like, okay. Oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, you're really talking to me. Like, and we really had a nice, deep conversation. We was on South Street at his and hers upstairs.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I got this purple hair now.
They had that podcast booth downstairs that was enclosed in the glass, remember?
Yeah, I remember. I wasn't in there though. I just floated through with papers and all that. Who was I?
Well,
I was with somebody.
It's always good to be on your best behavior when you got aspirations to be some type of famous, you know, popular musician or something like that. It doesn't help your cause to selling records if you're ignorant, refuse pictures and stuff like that. So for me, it's always been a blessing for people to come up to me and reassure me of approval that we as artists so desperately desire. I can only speak for myself really about the desperation and desiring, you know, like to win a Grammy, to get, you know, 5 million views on my YouTube page, to get 5,000 likes on something, you know, overnight in an hour or something like that. So we all looking at you got to dream big. If you're going to dream, what's the sense of dreaming small, right?
Might as well dream big. How much you contribute. I want to be like you when I grow up, man. Contribute whatever I can contribute. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we talked earlier, and like I said, I just want people to see you. Like the people, y'all that haven't seen him and your folks that haven't seen him, share this video now.
Go ahead and share that. Follow me at DJ Too Tough. And you know, my team is at Tough Crew, Tough Crew Northside, original Tough Crew. So while I got the, you know, a little chance, I want to say thank you to my team. You know, we got Overlord Ice Dog Rock on. He got the voice with the nasal tone like he holding his nose from down the way, Puerto Rican boy. Because, you know, each one of us was a different nationality in Tough Crew. And then you got me, you know, Too Tough from down Kensington, you know, Gerard, whatever. Shout out to LA Kid. LA Kid lives in Compton, California right now. And then TL the teacher, you know, Tone was always the leader of the crew on stage. He was the one that told them put their hands up on that side, and that side of the crowd put their hands up and all that. So he was always a good showman. And then, of course, we got Fox 29's own Monty G with the flapping eagle on his hat. You seen him?
That's my guy, too. Monty. Yep,
Monty G.
I'm trying to get Monty on here. I need him to beatbox up over here.
We can get you money, no problem. Once he see
that's
them,
my
you know,
guy. That's my
he next.
Guy.
He's next.
He's so, next. That's right. I need that.
He's next. You know, I grew up at Six and Thompson. So I learned how to behave well and keep my balance in all type of different situations, both musical and racial. Because I was one of the only white kids in that neighborhood. Matter of fact, we changed that. I was the only white kid in that neighborhood. And that was cool for me.
There's not more than many.
No, maybe now it is. You know, they got the Renaissance happening down there and all of that. And I often go back down there to a place called Hart Park. It's on 4th Street. I grew up at 1236 North 4th between Thompson and Girard.
God.
And then I learned how to sell crack and drugs and all that at Six and Thompson. A couple years after I graduated from high school, I graduated from St. Joe's Prep. You know, shout out to DeAndre Swift, number zero for the Eagles. He also graduated from the Prep. He played running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, you know what I mean? And I got to give the shameless plug out to my alma mater from the Prep. The Prep was at 17th and Girard. So if you ain't know how to move right, coming from Girard, you know, coming from down front in Girard in Fishtown, passing Broad Street, Well, you was going to be taught how to act right, you know, eventually. So it was good experience moving throughout the hood. And then we was one of the first crews out there while we were kind of like, if you want to call it famous, to sell mixtapes. So I used to be out there in the drug corners in the Badlands hustling mixtapes of my own beats that we went home and made. I used to take a list of the drug dealers' names. We would go to the drug corners. We knew them. Well, we was doing drugs too, so of course we knew them. And when we get to the recovery part in a minute, I'm gonna give you the horror stories first.
You gotta give me real, keep it real.
And then we would write a list of their names, and then we would make a song for each individual corner. This is like 1993, 94, 95. There was a lot of drug corners out there, Kensington and what they call North Philly, North Side. To us, we call it down the way. We made a lot of money just selling mixtapes like Kid Capri and Doo-Wop and, you know, RIP, DJ K Slay, and all of those dudes, even Jazzy Jeff, Cash Money, Lightning Rich, all of those DJs, they was all like Greek gods to me. They was like mythological figures. Just like Jam Master Jay was the first time I seen him scratch on this TV show called Graffiti Rock. I was like, oh, wow. And from there on out, you know, I fell in love with hip hop. And it's been a tremendous journey ever since. But I'm gonna fall back and let y'all ask me something interesting.
That's the way we feel about you. We like to hear you talk.
I got a big question because I know, like, I'm the 80s baby, okay? So she got so much experience and she's not have history with you. I don't have that. So I'm gonna get all in your business.
Oh, it's all good. Cool.
I have a big, I'm an artist, one, and I run my own record label. But I have a big thing with DJs that scratch. Now, as a DJ, as a legend, how do you feel about these new DJs right now that don't really, you know what I mean? They don't put that work in. They don't know how to go backwards and do all the, you know, they don't know how to do all everything that you guys pioneered. How do you feel about these new DJs?
Well, there's a time and a place for everything, because before I was, even now, I was going to say before I learned how to scratch, well, I had to do parties because I wanted to be a, you know, I didn't know if I was going to be able to be successful as some type of solo scratch DJ. Right. I didn't know if I could, you know, similarly model Jazzy Jeff's career path, which is hard for anybody, but you have to play the records for the people that want to dance at the party. If you're the DJ, which is different from you're the stage DJ, you know, like Big Daddy Kane used to be the DJ for Roxanne Shantae. And they came to Philly and did a show that's like 89. And Kane was her DJ and he came from behind the tables. And she was like, you seen a, you know, an MC that could DJ, but you never seen a DJ that can rap. Big Daddy Kane, come on out here. And he did the Just Rhyming with Biz. Look, we was at the Carver Center up Norristown, and he did Just Rhyming with Biz. We was like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, we was snapping. And nobody knew who Big Daddy Kane was yet at that time, you know? They was like, who? Big Daddy Kane? That was the song right before he did Raw, his first job.
Oh,
wow.
Now, see, now that's story. Like, wow, that's huge. So,
I told you I lived down Fishtown area, you know, the lower Kensington area. So it wasn't, I didn't have enough heart to go up to the Wim Ballroom, but I used to have video cassettes of the Wim Ballroom, and they had DJ Cosmic Kev, who's now on Power 99, you know, Cosmic Kev, banger, you know, come up showing all that. We know Kev. I used to study those dudes like, you know, Jazzy Jeff, Master Vic, DJ Bones, Lightning Rich, as I said, and they was like real scratch DJ. So there was no YouTube. You couldn't go to YouTube and see, well, I'm gonna learn how to scratch, because this dude on YouTube was going to teach me how to scratch. But we didn't have YouTube. There wasn't even no internet. We was playing with the Atari 2600 and then television, you know, with the little joystick.
Oh, man, I love that Atari.
There was a place around the corner on Third and Poplar. It was called Disc Makers, and I'm sure you heard of it.
Yes.
They press up artists' stuff still.
Yeah.
we used to go dumpster diving in Discmakers, the original location on 3rd and Poplar, and come out with Warp Records, take them home, scratch on the Warp Records, you know? We only needed it to play. We only needed to play for a couple revolutions to do what we want to do back to back. And we used to invent stuff like, you know, cut with a broken record because some of the records was broken. So we used to see how fast we could go back to back with the record being broken.
Shoot.
So it was only like half a record, you know what I mean?
That's like a DJ boot camp.
Yeah,
early.
I like that. That's real.
But I love that because it showed the creativity. And I think that that was something that really was standing out in that era. Like you came up in one of the greatest, in my opinion, one of my favorite eras as far as listening to DJs, where they really listened to tracks, they really were choosing what they wanted to play. You know, like it really made a difference what that DJ was playing, you know, versus now I feel that most DJs are kind of, you know, they kind of buying out. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I love all DJs. Let me say that first of all, because it takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of preparation to be a DJ. And if you're carrying your own equipment and you ain't got no good homies, that's with strong homies, you're gonna be carrying your speakers and all that stuff too. So I did all of this, you know, like I put my time in. I don't claim no extra special, you know. I'm some type of boss because I still carry my speakers today. If I need to get to the party and when we gonna turn up, I'm carrying it. But with the younger DJs, they just got the controller under their arm, you know? So
for me,
the controller is small, you know, and the record is bigger. So it gives me more control. But I don't hate on none of them. I often go down to Club Roar with my boy, Greggy C. And we sit up in the top and I run the lights with him. And we can look down at the whole crowd and the younger DJs are there. And I like the stuff that they do. I got to, you know, can't. As hip hop has evolved, remember when we used to be the ones wearing the big shirts with the baggy pants and the fat laces and the gazelle, and they ain't like us neither. Just like we don't like them because they new styles and they ain't like us neither, remember?
Mm.
So I've learned to be tolerant, and I've learned that the more that I help out new artists, it gives me the fountain of youth. When I tap into the newer artists, and I could kind of like take them back on a short little explanation of, you know, my journey, just real quick, because a lot of them only know up to Lil Wayne. Mm. They don't know nobody before Lil Wayne, or if they do, they not really, you know, nobody.
I'm not. Right.
I don't want to sit nobody down and school them, because I like trap music as well. I got a favorite artist. You know, his name O.T. the Real.
I know O.T.
Yo, that's my charge up, you know what I mean? So
I know O.T.
I fuck with Soup Kitchen, you know what I mean? I'm the O.G. Try to give it the stamp.
Okay.
But, you know,
that's what's up. Please.
Again, I've said this in a couple of different interviews, just using somebody else as a template to set the pace. You know, some of these dudes is way ahead of me. You know, if he could drop seven albums in 1 year, well, you're ahead of me. But that helped me to up my pace. And it's not just, oh, he got a nice team around him. A boy named Thorough 215, excellent engineer that did all of my albums. So, you know, I got clean 4 years ago. Actually, yesterday was my 4 year anniversary.
That's definitely be celebrated.
That's right.
Thank you. So my drug of choice was crack, and it wasn't really much of a choice, you know. The first one, and then 33 years later. So if anybody is out there and you're struggling with an addiction or any kind of stuff that you might not want to tell anybody else, because we don't want to tell nobody these things about what we do in their secret. When nobody else ain't looking, our family, our girl, the fans. Because after the party was over, after the show was over, and I got the money, and I seen the crowd, and everybody cheered, and I got the elation and the approval, I was still looking for something else. But today, it's a little bit different, and I could tap back into helping someone else, a rapper, because it seems like God put me on a path in hip-hop, obviously, right? But we don't know. We don't know that the path is going to keep carrying on. We could doubt ourselves along the way, like this shit ain't for me. You know, I'm in a homeless shelter. I'm in jail with cancer in my neck. You know, in many different, you know, horrible places by the decisions that I made. I ended up in those places because of my choices. So maybe before I was blaming other people, now I can see the folly in what I thought was, you know, the quick and easy way, as opposed to the way where the foundation is stable and you could go ahead, you know, if you got to go back and rest, it didn't fall down after you took the, you know, next three steps. So I've learned a lot in the 4 years that I took to try to find myself and, you know, show my mom and dad a different person than I was when they know that they got to keep rescuing me by paying bail. And, you know, numerous times I got shot, picked up from the house, all kind of stuff. But it's good to be able to give back to people. And it's not always money or a direct favor, just giving them a good night's sleep at night, knowing that you're not out there going to get killed, because, you know, it's wild in Philly. So getting high or not getting high, clean or sober, is still dangerous out there.
It's a beautiful thing. So since you said all that, like, that was sort of some of the conversation that me and you had when we met. And you was on your comeback, okay? And you were telling me that you were nervous about coming back to the States. DJ, you don't know if you can still do it. Do you still got it?
You definitely.
So I had then. But then I had seen you ran back into you. Y'all was performing at Juneteenth.
West Philly.
Or the Deuce.
With Lady of Rage, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lady B was out there. That was crowded out there. Malcolm X Park, right?
Yeah, right there on the Deuce. I was there. I was out there. I took care of Monty. I took care of Miss Janie. I was a guest of Miss Janie Blackwell and Showtime Hype Man. I hung out there with Monty most of the day, and then I came back there. So I saw you back there, spoke with you, and
I remember seeing you there because we was parked right behind there. Remember, we had Monty in the front seat,
right behind the stage there. Well, so it was good. So, and y'all tore it down. Like, I don't understand why that you would doubt that you would still not have those skills.
Well, you know, unless you practice first, you know, sometimes I get feared up about making music because I want other people, like I talked about the approval part. Mm-hmm. I got a brand new drum machine sitting here next to me. It's called an MPCX. The people from Rough Nation, who put the new Tough Crew album out, were generous enough to grab it. Now, for me, I'm expecting to be able to jump right in on that joint and know exactly what I'm doing, right? But this is the 2023 model. This is not the 1992 model. So, you know, it's a different perspective when you got to... What's the advice that they gave me? They said, go on YouTube. Go on YouTube. They're going to show you how to do it. And I was
university.
I'm a legend. Why would I have to go on YouTube if I'm a legend? Now, this is what my brain is telling me. But in reality, unless you sharpen your knives, they're going to get dull. And iron sharpen iron, so you got to sharpen it with maybe something that's as hard as, if not a little bit harder than you. That's why I choose the rappers that I, you know, the teams that I work with. In my mind, I'm chasing them. So that way I'm always on the move. I'm chasing them. You know what I mean? So
I've been chasing these rappers forever. Oh my God, I've been chasing these rappers forever. OT is hot though. He lit. He's a great storyteller. A great storyteller.
Awesome. Tonight on Rap Station, I did a little one-off called Loaded 40. Loaded 40. You know? So I did a little one-off with a couple of OT's voice samples off a couple of his songs. If you tune in tonight, well, you got to download the the Rap Station app. I got a deal with Chuck D from Public Enemy, and I put out two albums with Chuck D over the last 2 years. The label is called Spit Slam. And a lot of the songs that I do on my album, because I told you I got certain, you know, role models that I'm chasing, so to speak. Rap Station. It's called Hip Hop Gods. And the name of my new mix show, which premieres tonight at 7:30 on the East Coast, 4:30 on the West Coast, and 12:30 a.m. in the UK, because, you know, we just came back from overseas. We was over there with Jeru the Damager and Scorpio, Melly Mel, Sparky D, a couple boys from Ireland. I was over there with Mantronics, you know, because we always love Mantronics in Philly. Me personally love Mantronics. I was over there hanging out with Mantronics, performed at Urban Matters with him, which is in Amsterdam, which is in Helmond, Netherlands, which is a short distance from Amsterdam. But I never even dreamed that I could. I mean, I did dream, but I didn't know that I could take the small actions on a consistent basis to actually get me and my team. So it can only be from God, you know. Yeah, so I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful.
You have an extremely humble personality, but you're hungry, and it literally represents my motto. And I put my mantra up every day, hungry and humble, and I live by that. And I love that you literally gave the perfect example of what my motto stands for. You know, you always have to be hungry for knowledge, always have to be hungry for more, but don't you ever forget where you come from. Don't you ever forget, as fast as you got there, is as fast as you can go right back. You know, and a lot of people always forget once they get this, you know, this certain level in the world or the music and the industry, the business. And then they're like, oh, well, forget everybody else. It's like, but those were the ones who got you there. How you forget them? You know, you can't forget home. And I think that's dope that you not only use your skills, but you use your story as a testimony, as a way to empower other people and influence all the DJs, artists. You know, what you do and what you did is a very, and just that's coming from me, is a huge, huge contribution to hip hop. And, like, you know, it means a lot to artists like me, because without you guys paving that way, without you putting in that footwork, without you learning these things and joining new things and, you know, just trying new things, we wouldn't be where we are to be able to sample and do all these extra things, you know, as these new artists do. You know, it's dope to be able to sit here and just pay homage to that, because a lot of people don't pay homage to you guys. And, you know, I just want to shout you guys out, you know, and just you, period, for
they pay contribution. They pay homage, but they pay homage in their own way, and you guys never see it or you never know it. You know what I mean? Nobody actually, you know what I mean? Like, all these upcoming artists are mimicking something, something or someone.
We did as well. Remember that song we made called "It's Mad"? It's Mad, and it was sounding like Public Enemy, because I wanted to, you know, we fell in love with Public Enemy quick.
Exactly.
Mimicking other people is kind of like, you know, hip hop took some elements of rock and roll, some elements of, you know, island Caribbean music, jazz. Mm-hmm. We are a melting pot of all of that.
Tough Crew
was the only group that had one white kid, one Puerto Rican kid, one black kid, and one mixed kid. So we had good experiences being called
y'all mixed up.
The Menudo of hip hop or something like that. You know what it is.
So let's talk about that album.
Yes.
What are we gonna talk about?
The album. Dinger.
That back, what's it called? Back by Dope the Man.
Back by Dope the Man, November 3rd, which was just 10 days ago, something like that. Rough Nation, who's Chris Schwartz, dropped the first Tough Crew album in 33 years. The last album that was made under the Tough Crew name was called Still Dangerous. So it was 33 years since we got together and laid new vocals and created an album. So we went back to my old neighborhood. I was telling you about 4th and Girard. The studio that we worked out of for Rough Nation is called Creep Recording Studio. And that's at Randolph and Girard. That's like where I grew up at as a little kid. So I had fun going back down there. We did like a 9-month, you know, once a month studio session with all the members of Tough Crew, which is miraculous in itself that we could get everybody together, because everybody's kind of branched out, you know. And we put a new album out, you know. Again, some of us had that dream, you know, in 1990, you know, 98, 2000, 2004, 2014. The decades go by quick, bro, like 10 years. 10 years is nothing, right? What happened? I want to go back to 84. Take me back. I want to do it all over again.
So we streaming music from Spotify, and we want to play some of those tracks.
You want to be the first to bust it wide open real quick?
Is that cool?
She's being modest about it. I'm not about to be modest. Well, we want to make sure you hear it right on the station, on the show, live, with you live. They can be playing it, but see, they're not playing it with him on the show.
Facts. What y'all gonna play? What you want me to suggest something, or y'all already got the songs picked?
We got some. I have more.
We got everything.
That's a good idea too. Like, it's better with me not sending you the music. It's better with you picking it on Spotify. I'm talking about the text.
We're gonna give you in real life. We're gonna give you these numbers in real life.
That's what we do because that's how we can contribute to your numbers.
That put less pressure on me.
No, you don't have pressure.
Less pressure is good. Less pressure is always good.
So which one you want to hear? Because
what's one of your favorites? Let's see your top choice.
My choice is Hell No, featuring Petey Crack. I like that one. That's my top genre off of Back by Dope Demand. I also like True Story, because Tone tells the whole story about you know what happened to Name Buckle Belts, and you know, talking about back in the day. I like the whole album because it gave me a chance to get back in tune with.
All right, well, then let's talk about Hell No, since Petey is my nigga.
Nah, Pete Crizzy, shout out Petey Crack, man.
Petey Crack, hit us up. Let's get you on the podcast. You know what I mean? We just throw it out there anyway.
Pedro, let's go. Hey, Fred.
Shit.
Yeah, Fred in the building.
Fred,
all right, so you want to introduce the song?
Yeah, my name is DJ Too Tough, and we on the Comfort Level Podcast. And you're about to listen to Tough Crew featuring Petey Crack. And the title of the song is Hell No, Fuck It, We Won't Go.
Let's get it.
Oh, damn, tough.
Like, what up, though?
Everybody who said that hip hop is dead, you know, just take a nap, go to sleep.
Well, I didn't say take a nap.
Dead, you just well, sleep. Because
we happy to still be doing it. We had some situations come out of the clear blue sky and materialize. I talk real briefly about how to manifest something. I didn't know how to manifest. Well, I knew how to manifest certain things. I knew how to manifest the next $20 that I needed to make the mission keep on going on, you know. Okay. But now I know how to manifest something else. I know how to sit good energy on the table, even when energy from the other end might be coming the wrong way. I can still keep good energy on the table. I can notice something, not like it, decide that I don't like it in my head, find out that I made this decision that I don't like this person, place, thing, whatever it is, and then I can keep my mouth shut and go about my business, see what I can supply into the rest of the stream of the energy of the day. I don't have to have some type of radical opinion about some shit. Like it's a lot going on in the world today. A lot of different wars, a lot of situations where people are getting hurt. It's always been an example throughout history and even in life for each individual. You know, the fear factor. We running or we fighting, one or the other. That's what fear is. You know, fear, fight or flight. So it's always good to put out positive energy to other people, because in the day and times, especially in Philly, because that's my experience. I haven't been in Detroit. I haven't been in Compton. I haven't been, you know, today.
They just as bad.
I know that people are angry out there. Everybody don't have a bunch of money. Certain people, you know, may be making the wrong decisions and they end up on the news most nights. The songs that I do for Spit Slam, I go to the Philly newscast, Channel 29, Fox, whatever, 10, and I take little clips of the news samples. I got an album out called Me Versus Me, where I kind of like try to take some of the essence of the streets, put it over some hard beats, ass scratches and stuff like that. So I try to bring a
reality,
a culturally relevant tone to what's really going on. You know, it's an honor for me because to speak on a black music culture, hip hop culture is contained in hip hop culture is the black music. The art of black music. So I'm not black, so it's a privilege for me to be able to interact into all this stuff, portray my role throughout the hip hop lineage on where God placed me as Too Tough. Unbelievable to me.
God bless you, all these black people.
woke up like, myself in the morning.
You belong with the black people.
They ain't even notice.
Walk right into the cookout, y'all. It was like, oh, that's cousin Tough. Go ahead, some collard greens.
When I was young, when I first started going out six and across, my mom said, don't go that far. Don't go up that way that far. And then when she wasn't looking, I went that far. And when I went that far, I ended up at Marshall and Thompson. And I looked into somebody's basement window, and I seen them down there scratching. And it would turn out to be one of my best friends, a kid named Yo-Yo. His real name is Anthony Ray. He lived at the second house right on Marshall and Thompson. And he taught me everything that I know about this whole scratching situation. He had some mixtapes with Jeff and them scratching on it. He gave me everything, passed me this incredible gift that I was able to, shit, I'm sitting right here with you, telling you about him. He was taken from us in 1997 on those same steps due to gun violence. And, I miss my homie, rest in peace, DJ Yo-Yo. His real name is Anthony Ray, and he got a son named Tech the Shooter. And he chasing this hip hop dream. And I like to go ahead and give back to the people that gave to me one significant gift. I wouldn't be able to command any of the accolades or even be approaching this title legend if it wasn't for DJ Yo-Yo. You know, my man Yo-Yo teaching me everything. So we used to be in that Six and Thompson area. He was the lifeguard at Six and Thompson swimming pool. And across the street was R.W. Brown. We used to smoke weed underneath the windbreaker and all of that. You know, this is like 86. So I appreciate you guys, man. You took me on you let me, you know, tell some of my crazy stories, but you also took me on a gratitude mission. Sometimes in the morning, if I'm not feeling up to par, I'm resentful about something. I take a piece of paper out and I write down 10 things that I'm grateful for. Well, I got both of my legs. I'm not in jail. I'm not living in a cardboard box in Kensington. I'm not in a casket. I didn't just get released or about to walk into a mental institution. I didn't smoke no crack, shoot no dope last night. Hey, you could do that gratitudes list thing. It's going to change you. It's going to change you. It's about a perspective.
Y'all heard it live, man. Y'all
thank you,
that gratitude.
Like,
this is that
live.
Is the dopest thing I've heard, that gratitude list.
I do podcasts, and I don't want to sit up here and say, what year you did, what labels did you work with? Who would have
been the same thing? Real story. No, like,
I want to
know the real person.
Everyone, you know what I mean? And it means so much because you're teaching us to better ourselves,
right?
You know, how to go about it. I mean, maybe our walk ain't the same as your walk, but like you said, it's for a reason that we're here together.
Yeah, I think what's dope is that he's also being the example that you are not your circumstances. And I say this many times to so many people, don't let your circumstances make you. You can be whatever you want to be. All you have to do is go hard for it. Believe in yourself, invest in yourself, go hard. Yeah. There's no tomorrow because every day is a promise. And you are literally a living example of that. You fought through circumstances and barriers and issues and wars, and still you're dropping albums. You're still making new legacy.
He don't have one reason today to say, I don't want to get up tomorrow morning and do this.
No,
not one reason, right, because you got everybody sitting here waiting and counting on you just and believing in you.
Got to stop
believing. They believe it.
We're going to be able to give you one more taste. Be able to give everybody a taste of the Tough Crew live in action. January 14th in Atlantic City at the, you know, Jim Whelan Boardwalk Hall. We're going to be there with KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, MC Light, Charlie Mack, Jazzy Jeff. This is January 14th.
Oh, I got to be there. Oh, my God. I got to see this.
It's called Mixtape, live mixtape 2.
Oh, I heard about it.
Thank you.
We were on there last year. It was 50 groups. The last, you know, over the summer.
I was there.
50 groups. Everybody did one song.
You was there,
right?
Of course I was there.
That's right.
That's dope. That's crazy.
Shit, I wasn't missing that shit.
So we look forward to seeing y'all out there. I know it's going to be a packed house, as it always is down Atlantic City. Did you see that Resorts Casino caught on fire? The front of it on the boardwalk was on fire today. Yeah.
Not at all.
Now that's some news.
Ain't nobody get hurt or nothing. It was outside, but just to see the flames on the boardwalk, I was like, oh, shit.
That's crazy. Oh. Well, you know, ACX1 Studios is open now.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're doing stuff, but, you know, the Distro Fest is December 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, so we got all of the WhoMag artists are going to be performing.
All WhoMag.
It's going to be major. I'll be performing as well.
It's like 70-something artists that's going to perform in those 2 days.
Got a speaker panel, and they're doing a tribute to hip-hop segment as well.
Oh, I would like to come through or you know, plug me in so I can make a pop-up.
We'll make sure we get all the information.
Plug you in.
We got you.
So this Saturday at the Kanai Club, which is on Richmond and Venango, is Beware of Rain. This little spot is popping. It's an all graffiti spot. You could go in there. You see all the dope graffiti writers. Cornbread going to be there. My man Rambo Ram is
putting it together. Graffiti Pier?
Yeah, no, not a Graffiti Pier. This is at Richmond and Venango is popping. It's called Beware of Rain. And you can follow him on Instagram. Rambo Rame, RAMBORAME. It's happening this Saturday. I'm going to do a little pop-up up there. You know, it's a cannabis club. So you can get drinks in there. You can smoke
what
in there.
What time
and all
is
that.
It open? She's before. Yeah.
Well, if it's in the middle of it, we already doing at the fire. I'll be on Gerard.
Oh, and the fire. Yeah.
I'll be on Saturday night. So, I mean, you know, I think after the party, there should be an after party that you do.
That one, I think that one ends at 12. We had a good time when we was there last time. We always do them. The merch and the grass is good. It goes good at the Canal Club. Canal Club's is banging. Hey, shout out to my man, Beware 24, Rambo Rain, Ray Slugs. Look, you got some good drops. You got some good drops. I'm going to go back and download this episode with us on there, chop up some little pieces, and put it in my next album.
Thank you, man. Oh, my God.
That'll be fucked up. Pick out a couple one-liners and make it talk to them.
That's dope.
That'd be sick.
Well, look,
I got a new mixtape show that's coming on, as we talked about. It's on Rap Station through the board, Flatline, Hip Hop Gods. And Each week is a chance for me to highlight a different, you know, person. Like, I sent out some text messages, and a lot of different people sent me a lot of drops. So I would love to get a drop from y'all. I do it every week, so I did two. So now I got 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks to do two more. So if you tune into that station, you know, and you do some drops for me or whatever, we're just trying to take the next step higher to wherever direction is going. And I appreciate the time that y'all gave me tonight. And it was great talking to y'all.
Oh, we love you, DJ Too Tough. Shout out to Too Tough and the Tough Crew, man. Yeah. Everything they've given us over these years.
Truly hip hop.
Definitely gods in the game. Like,
that was a call in.
No, that's not a call in. That's just some other crap. Yeah.
Yo, you know what's a good spot before we check out? Rec Philly. You ever been there to Rec Philly? They call it Shopping District. That's what they call it.
Yeah, it's on Market Street. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good spot. I went in there and recorded
Fashion District.
Yeah.
Fashion District, that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, salute. I want to send a shout out to my people's Grizz Flowers. Rolando Divine, they got a podcast called Smoke and Choke Podcast. I could never be able to promote my own album and whatever I'm doing with the mixtapes and the mix show and all that without the help of other people who, you know, who go on a consistent promotional joint every day, you know, even if it's only Instagram, which is, you know, Instagram is sometimes enough, but you can't do it all by yourself. You know, you got to have a partner. I'm looking at y'all, and there's two of y'all.
Well, you know, I also have a radio station that runs 24/7, 365, and I also do a Friday night show on the Block 105 radio where I play music. I'm not a DJ, but
you representing though. You keeping the music alive. Boss.
Many platforms right now. So.
What I've been doing, Tuff, is I've been mixing indie artists with mainstream music.
Well, I'll be able to send you the set. You know, after it goes off on the rap station, I'll send you the set so y'all can have it on your phone, or if you wanna play it at a future show or something like that. It's 15 minutes. It's all obscure break beats. I'm gonna email it to y'all as soon as we. You know what I mean?
Remember, good.
I told you I got a 9-year-old. Things have been quiet for way too long. I ain't hear no big bump.
Go check out that situation.
There you go. You sent me a picture with him on the cover.
Yes. I hear no explosions or nothing in a little while.
They in the suffering. It's about to be real messy. Just get the towels and a dance.
He being too good.
I know that feeling. I'm a mom. I'm a little baby. I'm coming around the corner.
We're going to be tuning in tonight. We're going to download the app.
All right. I look forward to it.
Pop Gods on the Rap Station app.
Yeah. But we got to definitely make sure we got to go out with a good song.
You want to play a song? We bounce.
What we got?
We're going to play.
Well, I say like True Story.
True Story is good. My Part of Town is good. That's the remake. That's My Part of Town remake.
Well, why don't we just play the video?
Do it.
That's good. Rock that video.
We have the video.
Got the video?
That's my health care. Hold on.
I can get to say this. You watching the brand new Tuff Crew video from my part of town. My name is DJ Too Tuff, Ducey's Detonator. Y'all checking out my team, Tuff Crew, on the Comfort Level Podcast. Philly's own.
Rock on, ignite my song, bring my posse along to the 4-acre danger zone. From the heart is in effect, so I say buddy, study, think and learn, dig the move we made. Stunning doors that just can't behave, this a plan. Here's a hand, if you're from the damn hand too, tough. All up in you with the formula coming from me, cause no one told ya of a logo of Zeria saying this ain't no joke, damn it. I ain't playing, I'm hardcore, straight up raw. I'm the overlord, I draw clocking, but no, as if you didn't know, fronting on the scene when it's time to go, asking for a number from any member of the Tuff Crew band. Remember, jacking on my tip, over tipping my shoulder.
I'm gonna send you the video,
man. King roller, smashing those who stand in my path, counting them down like math, planning, mapping. Rapping them down for my part of town.
Apparently, I have the wrong one.
It's cool.
Yes, we're back. Another verse of rap, another tune, a bar, a star. Still, we're back. He's killing. So shocked. Clock. And rock to the point of no return, or to the point of mad artists. I call suckers or a new jack in case they never knew that the crew is back. Check out the scenery, Jim. You're not the future, you're history. You try to compete and bust the groove, but when it came to battle, where the fuck were you? Hardcore on wax and I sell it. That's how we roll, so that's how I tell it. Call it dope, call it what you want, but the fact remains we're getting paid up front. Tax free money in pocket trim from the ladies, cause I know they jockey superior on the mic when needed. Surprise call, cycle completed. Facts I gather, position is stronger. Remain alert just a little bit longer as I pound you down with the funky sound from my part of town.
Don't damn.
Spin
getting dough, wasting time on a so-called rhyme, a so-called rapper with a so-called beat. All that shit is weak. Keep my stand, yo, tell me, man. I can't understand this dude and what we're coming to. What is wrong with you? What you trying to do?
Yo.
Once again, the judge with the grudge, the jury with fury to stomp on your mug. Yes, of course, a rap. Of course, you take, make no mistake, I caught you fake. BS walking, money is talking, I'll retaliate, but wait. For the beat, come back in, stop slacking off, cause I'm packing gyms. Club, damn, name them all. We bring down the wall. Down with my boys, cause I gotta be down. From my part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, y'all, this is what we're going to do. I messed up, tough. Sorry about that.
Don't worry.
I had the wrong one.
I texted you the link. I texted you the link to the video to your phone.
I know. Okay. Yeah, I got it on my phone, so I got to go in here to even look at
it's
it.
All good.
Back in the YouTube. I done pulled out the wrong one.
No problem. Ain't no problem.
But we do it. I thought I was sitting next to him. I don't know if I said something. Wait a minute. That one says, I think I said, the new one.
Got it.
Yes, it says. Now, give me a second.
I have problems finding it too. I noticed that in the search. In the search, it was a little bit, wasn't coming straight up.
Yeah, that's why I see right here, I'm on the computer. That phone
so
ain't doing me no good. Right?
It's cool. I'll fill up the time for you real quick. This September, I know it's a little bit off because it ain't till next year. But we do an event in Brooklyn, New York for MCA and Jam Master J. It's called the JMJ MCA Together Forever, annual event. So we go there and we got a bunch of performers coming. I would like to invite y'all ahead of time because I just got the notice that this year it'll be September 4th. And it's always blah, blah, blah. DJ Hurricane, a lot of upper echelon old school rappers, a Def Jam-ish type, you know, people that be
Def Jam-ish.
And the best part about it is they let me DJ the whole shit. So that's the greatest part. Y'all could come out, have a good time. JMJ MCA Together Forever, September 4th. Shout out to my man Denny D. And Sarah Case, and it's always a great time out there. There you go. You found it. Yeah. You should make me You should make me a third member of the Comfort Podcast.
I think we should make you a third member. I would love to. I need to
don't get us excited over here.
I know.
Don't do that.
I know. We need music so bad. But let me I'm be truthful with you. I'm taking care of some stuff with ASCAP because they getting on my nerve. And once that's done, the music is gonna be flowing like crazy because they keep blocking some of my music if I don't get some stuff like
that. That's the algorithms. The algorithms be catching it if you're playing somebody else's stuff. But it's cool. It's cool. Remember. Everything is the only thing that's important is today, right now. Everybody, we cool. Stay in the moment. I'll be trying to practice the moment of now. It's hard to practice the moment of now. It's hard to practice the moment of now when the electric bill is due tomorrow or the car running out of gas.
Right.
You know, so.
So we know you got to be getting out of here. We just going to play the video, have the people watch it. And if you slide out, it's okay. It's cool. We just want to thank you for coming, man, and giving us these gems. Oh my God!
such an honor.
And we're going to look up because we're going to try to show up in one of these places. Or keep hitting us up. Keep throwing that stuff in my inbox, man, too.
Yeah, I will.
I got notes. Look, I got all kinds of sticky notes on everything that you tell me.
All right. I'm going to send you over the link to the next couple events that we got going on. And it's been a privilege to tap in with y'all. If you want to exchange my phone numbers, you know, y'all both can have a phone number. If you need me to come and do any kind of events, if you need some background music for your show, any kind of mixed situations, scratching situations, if you got an artist that needs to book or record in the studio, my boy Thorough 215, he got his whole lab, Thoroughbred Bangers. The rates are... He's an excellent producer, so you ain't gonna get no job like this boy for the amount. So salute to y'all, and I look forward to tapping in the future real soon.
Absolutely.
Peace and love, guys.
You're part of town.
DJ Sousa. Shout it out. Peace and love. Love y'all.
So why is it got to be so damn tough?
Love you, man.
Good night, ladies. Love you.
Good night.
All of my song, bring my posse along to the party, contain the zone. When the heart is in effect, so I say, buddy, study, think and learn. Did the movie made? Son and those kids can't behave. It's a plan. Here's a hint, a clue from the crew, and two tough, all up in your. The formula coming from me, cause no one told ya of a logo ethereal saying, this ain't no joke, Jimmy, I ain't playing. I'm all four, straight up raw. I'm the overlord, ice dog, rocking. But no, as if you didn't know, putting on the scene when it's time to go. Asking for a number from any member of the tough, cool band. Remember, jacking on my tip, over tip of my shoulder. I'll be a soldier, a steamroller, smashing those who stand in my path, cutting them down, like that. Planning, mapping, wrapping them down, for my part. Yes, we're back, another verse of rap, another tune, a bar, a star. Yo, the pack is illin', chillin', billin', willin'. It's your shot, clock and rock to the point of no return. To the point of madness and burn. Saw this, I call suckers or a new jack. In case you never knew that, the crew is back. Check out the scenery, GM. You're not the future, you're history. You try to keep us from growing.
But when it gets better, we fuck with you.
Hardcore, on wax and I sell it. That's how we roll, so that's how I tell it. Call it dope or call it what you want. But the fact remains, we're getting paid up front. Tax free, money in my pocket. Trim from the ladies, cause I know they jock is superior. On the mic, we're needed. Surprise call, cycle completed. Facts I gather, positioning stronger. Remain alert just a little bit longer. As I pound you down with the funky sound from my part of town.
Yeah.
Spinning dough, wasting time on a so-called rhyme, a so-called rapper with a so-called beat. All this shit is weak. Keep my stand, yo, tell me, man.
I can't understand this today.
What we coming to? What is wrong with you?
What you trying to do? Yo!
Once again, the judge with the grudge, the jury with fury, the stomp on your mug. Yes, of course, a rap, cause you can't make no mistake, called you a fake. BS walking, money is talking.
I retaliate, but wait.
For the beat, just come back in, stop slacking off, cause I'm packing gym, clubs, jams, name them all. We bring down the wall. Down for my boys, cause I gotta be down for my part of town. Yeah.
Damn.
So we had a real great show.
Oh my God. Today's show was crazy.
That's right. Shout out to the one and only
the legend DJ Two
from the Comfort Level Podcast.
Boston Bangers.
Tough crew. Thank you for everything.
Everything.
Thank you for everything.
Oh, shout out to you guys as well on the check-in. Notorious DOC, we see you. Mr. Coach Draven, you already know we see you for us, baby. It is such an amazing pleasure to be able to do this show with you guys watching, showing your love, showing the support. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for rewatching the shows when we put them on. Thank you for bearing with us as we are always on the move, booked and busy, as you know. I want to make sure that we did answer the Notorious DOC's question. He says, where are the ladies from? Too Tough from Philly.
We're in New Jersey.
She is from New Jersey. I am from Springfield, Massachusetts, 413, stand up. But I live out everywhere on the East Coast. I'm the East Coast, you know what I mean? I just everywhere. Fire is all over the world. But right now, I'm repping Jersey because that's where I'm at. But, you know, I always love my hometown. We'll never forget where I come from. 413 Strong, Springfield, Massachusetts, stand up. So, that part.
We out.
Much love. Come back
get
to us.
On Tuesday. What we got coming up on Tuesday?
Oh, man.
What we got
coming in?
Hollywood Logan. Hollywood Logan on Tuesday, guys. So, Hollywood Logan.
Get ready.
It's going to be crazy. Formerly, oh, you're from Dallas. That's what's up. DOC. Right. So, like I said, Hollywood Logan, former lead singer of the Drifters.
Woo!
And that's another legend.
So, let's talk about how we got to. Yeah, get ready to.
That ain't Wade.
Listen, we love that old school classic.
It's real old. It's like under the book.
I bet you there was a. You know there was a shoulder rolling in. You know it ain't good music if you ain't get the shoulder rolling. Oh man, today has been great. Oh man, Mr. Dope Dope in the Hizzy. What's up, Popsman? Big love always. Shout out to you guys on the check-in. Yeah, it's been such a great show. Y'all know.
Make sure they watch the recap.
Y'all got to watch the recap if you're just getting in because we got awesome. So deep with DJ Too Tough. His story is amazing. You definitely want to tune back in and check the show out when we get off of this live. You want to go back and check it out. There is so much knowledge, so many things that you just don't know about people. That's why they always tell you, careful how you are to people. Be careful who you're talking to. You never know when you're entertaining an angel. You never know when you might be saving a life by being an angel in disguise. That being said, we love y'all.
We love y'all.
Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Please. Look, I didn't even hit the button. Peace and hair grease.
Peace.